Alliant Energy wants a big expansion of its Nelson Dewey plant. The facility would mainly burn coal, but could also burn renewable biomass fuels like switchgrass. Phil Neuenfeld of the state AFL-CIO says building the $1.3 billion plant would also fuel the creation of 900 new construction jobs.
It's the whole cadre of skilled labor. Opportunities for people to get into those trades through a project like this are tremendous. And also the type of jobs that are left maintaining those plants are generally high-skilled jobs.
Neuenfeld also says the plant would provide more revenue for farmers that produce biofuels. He says he understands that environmental groups don't want another large coal-fired power plant in the state. Katie Nicola of Clean Wisconsin says instead of a lot of construction jobs, the state should be thinking long-term.
We should be developing sustainable jobs for Wisconsin, which would be the kind created by developing manufacturing jobs in high-growth industries like wind turbine manufacturing and energy efficiency retrofitting jobs. Those are the kinds of things that are going to last and that are going to be able to support families going forward.
Nicola says the Public Service Commission shouldn't evaluate the Cassville proposal based on the number of new construction jobs. The PSC begins technical hearings on Alliance project on Friday, with public hearings at the end of the month. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.